Does Richard Krauss love these movies? Richard Krauss has to say about three movies opening on the big screen. I have to say, I used to see three movies a week. That's how much favoriting of the movies I was doing pre-pandemic. I don't think I've been to a movie since Everything All at Once All the Time or whatever the hell it's called. I know that's not what it's called. When was the last time you were at a movie, Christine?
I honestly can't remember. I would maybe say it's been a year. I don't remember what I saw, but it's probably been a year.
Been a year since I don't remember what. Okay, what about you, Tony? What is the last thing that you saw?
Honestly, don't remember what I last saw. Yeah, no, not Star Wars.
Folks, that's why we're really enthusiastic about this segment. But no, I actually do like getting out of the house. I just think the pandemic ruined me. And honestly, the content of streaming, and I'm not necessarily saying made for streaming movies, but made for streaming shows, is so great right now that I'm not going to argue with myself any longer. But I digest. Here is Richard Krauss. What's the first movie, Richard?
In John Wick Chapter 4, now playing in theaters, Keanu Reeves returns as the Wile E. Coyote of assassins in a high body count adventure that sees him take his fight against the crime lords of the High Table global as he seeks out the most powerful players in the underworld, from New York to Paris to Japan to Berlin.
You're going to die.
Maybe not.
Let's start it today.
I want you to find your peace. A good death only comes after a good life.
You and I left a good life behind a long time ago, my friend.
Man has to look his best when it's time to get married. Or buried.
I'm going to need a gun.
All right. We certainly recommend... I love this series. And Keanu, one of the great actors of our time, with great acting range. What? I'm going to say that Richard Krauss gives this 3.5. I know the first two were great. I wasn't really super excited about the last one. Actually, to be serious, though, this would be something that I would want to see in a theater. Yeah, I saw Maverick in the theater, too. I'm not sure which one came first, Everything All at Once at the same time or whatever. What about you, Christina? What are you going to give it? I'm giving it 3.5.
I'm going to give it a 4.
A 4.
It sounded intense. I didn't see the trailer, but it sounded intense.
Have you seen the other John Wicks?
I haven't.
You haven't, but still a 4. What about you, Tony?
Jim, next week when you ask me what the last thing I've seen in a movie theater is, I'm going to say John Wick 4. I'm going to give this 4.5. Let's find out what Richard thought.
4.5?
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Let's see.
At 2 hours and 49 minutes, John Wick Chapter 4 is by far the longest film in the franchise. Heck, it's even longer than Pulp Fiction, A Clockwork Orange, and Raging Bull, but director Chad Stahelski maintains interest, staging at least one major action sequence, more like a well-choreographed ballet for the bloodthirsty, each hour. People get gone in spectacular ways. Wick defies the law of physics and medical science to get his revenge, and some of the world's most beautiful locations become the backdrop to Wick-style mayhem. If John Wick Chapter 4 is the last film starring Keanu Reeves in the series, it is set up for spin-offs within the Wickverse, then it goes out with a bang, and that's why I gave the movie, now playing in theaters, 4 out of 5
Whoa,
stars.
Wow, Christina nailed that one, and celebrating as if there's a prize. Christina, congratulations on that. Well, that's good news, because I do love that franchise, and that's great. Okay, what's the next movie, Richard?
In The Lost King, a new Brit flick starring Sally Hawkins and now playing in theaters, an amateur historian becomes obsessed with finding the final resting place of disgraced monarch Richard III.
You're coming to the theater with me.
My kingdom for all!
I actually felt quite sorry for him.
I'd quite like to visit his grave.
There isn't one.
Are you sure you want to join this group? You look quite normal.
I'm not.
Do you have any books on Richard III?
We have 8 titles.
I'll take them.
Which ones?
All of them.
I know you're some sort of apparition.
I've been trying to work out why you're here. I wonder if it's because you're lost.
I know I can find him.
Who?
Richard.
Richard who?
Sorry, the third.
The king?
Yes.
Okay, it sounds like a movie that a lot of people would like. I don't know that I'm built for that movie, but we have to go by what we think Richard would give it. So I'm going to say Richard gives it 3.5, Tony.
Yeah, I was going to agree with you on the 3.5, but I'll go 3, and simply because it says the name Richard several times in the preview, Richard must love this movie.
I think he's going to fall for that, huh, Christina?
So I was going to say 3.5, but I want to be different, so I'll say 4.
Wow.
The Lost King is a low-key National Treasure-style movie. Philippa Langley's quest to rehabilitate King Richard's dastardly reputation isn't nearly as action-packed as the Nick Cage movies, but her deep dive into history brings with it a determination that makes up for the lack of thrills. It's a personal story about an underdog that is also a lightweight story, but a very human tale of empathy given heft by a compelling performance from Sally Hawkins. This is the kind of movie that it's a little too black and white in its portrayal of the condescending bullies who tried to derail the plucky Langley, but as a portrait of a woman who refused to be trampled on, who finds her voice, it is a warm and often funny feel-good flick, and that's why I gave The Lost King, now playing in theaters, 3 out of 5 stars.
All right, so far a pretty good crop. What's the third movie, Richard?
You Can Live Forever, now playing in theaters, is a new queer romance set against the backdrop of a Jehovah's Witness community.
Jehovah God, our Father, we thank you for bringing Jamie to us safely. We pray that she will feel your love and wisdom in her heart.
I hope you pack something nice to wear to the meeting tomorrow. The truth is a huge part of our lives. Besides, you might enjoy it.
Please rise.
All right. Sounds like it could be quite the gripping movie of a family torn because of religion. I'm going to say Richard gives it 3.5. Christina?
I'm going to say he gives it a 4.
Tony?
This one's knocking on a door, but not that much. I'm going to give this a 3.
You Can Live Forever is not a complicated story, but it is a delicate one, handled respectfully by co-directors Sarah Watts and Mark Slutsky, who also wrote the script. The community's beliefs are recognized in a story that sees the main character disagree with her family's dogmas, but still empathize with them as people. It pays careful attention to the characters to avoid falling into stereotypes or hitting inauthentic notes. It's a little too methodical in its approach, but the emotional impact of this story of star-crossed lovers is hard to deny. And that's why I gave You Can Live Forever, now playing in theaters, 3 out of 5 stars.
Okay, there's a good crop. Always appreciative of Richard Krause's time. The Rundown is next.